All this week, we've been looking at an issue that affects women's status around the globe, family planning. It's part of our year-long project, Across Women's Lives. Now to the Philippines, where it's been hard for poor women to get access to birth control, though a new law is about to change that. The Catholic Church fought the law for years, putting most forms of contraception out of reach in this Catholic country. But one clinic in Manila has been defying the church's effective ban for decades. Sonia Narang takes us there.
Along a busy street in the heart of Manila's largest slum is a hard-to-find doorway. It's tucked away between a few nondescript shops. But once inside, it opens into a hidden world. This is the Likaan Family Planning Clinic. And women do find this place, in droves. They line up inside to get free birth control, and many bring their babies and small children along. A few husbands sit quietly in the back. There's another room upstairs, also packed with people. It's a workshop on how to use contraceptives. The instructor's name is Lina Bacalando, but she's known around here as Mama Lina. Mama Lina passes around an IUD. That's a T-shaped intrauterine device that can prevent pregnancies for up to 7 years. She knows that with the couples here, it's the men who are more afraid.
Pinapahawakan ko mismo yung IUD, yung device.
I make them hold the device, especially the guys, Lina says. So I'm able to convince them that it's actually just plastic, that it's soft, so you won't get hurt, and that it's inserted in the womb, so you won't hit it. We're able to correct some of their misconceptions. Like many of the women in the room, Mama Lina was born and raised in a low-income area where people don't have enough money to buy birth control. Mama Lina says her parents came from big families. Her mom was one of 18 siblings. None of them finished high school. So when she got married, she decided she only wanted to have two children. She got contraceptives from Likaan years ago and has been working with the organization ever since. Likaan taught me that I have rights, she says. I learned that I can negotiate with my husband on how many kids we should have and what kind of family planning tools we should use. This was an impossible dream for Likaan's founders when they started the organization 20 years ago.
Nobody wanted to have anything to do with contraceptives. NGOs that tried to introduce and to have family planning programs were driven away. So for many, many years, contraceptive was a bad word that even doctors and nurses would not touch.
That's Likaan's founder, Dr. Junis Melgar. In medical school, she decided she wanted to work in poor communities. So she began a program to treat women with tuberculosis, malnutrition, and other diseases. But she realized they needed more.
The number of women who were seeking contraceptives became like 60% of our patient load.
In the early days, it wasn't easy giving those patients what they wanted, thanks to opposition from the Catholic Church and a ban on contraceptives in Manila's public health centers.
Contraceptive pills were considered almost like contrabands that had to be hidden because if local city officials would see them, they would be accosted.
Likaan strategically opened family planning clinics in cities surrounding Manila and transported women to those areas. The group distributed free contraceptives with support from the UN Population Fund and the European Union. Many reproductive health activists believe the NGO's work led to a seismic shift in cultural attitudes. That change is ongoing now in Manila.
32! 34!
Downstairs in the clinic's waiting room, I meet 26-year-old Ana Lesa Paluga as she waits for her number to be called. She says she had two unintended pregnancies since she didn't know about contraceptives until she heard about Likaan's clinic. She lives nearby in an area full of densely populated slums. She's here today to get a free birth control implant in the form of a small plastic rod the size of a matchstick. It releases the hormone progestin, which suppresses ovulation. It can prevent pregnancies for up to 3 years.
Gusto ko po na talagang stick to two children lang muna.
She says, I just want to have two kids right now because I'm the only one working.
Kasi ako lang naman nagtatrabaho.
Ana Lesa works a full-time job as a secretary while her husband takes care of the kids at home. She echoes Mama Lina in saying, birth control is crucial not just for her, but also for her family.
Sa mga anak ko, gusto ko kahit papaano po
For my kids, what I want is, no matter what, I'm going to raise them so that they study and they graduate, she says. So that the family they have isn't like the one I grew up in. It's better. Soon, Analisa's number is called.
46, ayan. Ikaw lang next.
She's ushered into a tiny room and lies on a narrow bed. After a shot of anesthesia, the nurse sticks a needle into Analisa's upper arm and inserts the implant. Before the procedure, Analisa looked nervous. But now she has a big smile on her face.
May encourage sila pag nakita nila na ganito yung buhay namin.
She says she hopes her neighbors notice how her life is about to change for the better.
Naaayos namin. Lahat nasa ayos, nasa planning.
Everything is in order, she says. Everything is planned out. For the world, I'm Sonia Narang, Manila.
Sonia's report was supported by the International Reporting Project. You can see more of her stories from the Philippines at PRI.org.